1 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah by the command of Elohim our Savior, and of the Master Yeshua the Messiah, our hope. To Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from Elohim our Father and Yeshua the Messiah our Master. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, continue to remain at Ephesus, so that you might command some to teach no other doctrine, nor pay attention to fables and endless genealogies, which cause debates rather than Elohimly edifying, which is in faith. Now the goal of this command is love from a pure heart, and from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. From this, some have lost their way and turned aside to empty talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, and understanding neither what they say nor what they affirm. But we know that the law is good if someone uses it lawfully. And we know that the law is not given for a righteous person, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the unElohimly and for sinners, for the unholy and the profane, for those who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for the fornicators, for sodomites, for slave traders, for liars, for perjurers, and for anything else that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed Elohim, which was committed to my trust. I thank the Messiah Yeshua our Master, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful and appointed me to the ministry. I was previously a blasphemer and a persecutor and an insolent man. But I was shown mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. The grace of our Master overflowed with the faith and love which is in the Messiah Yeshua. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that the Messiah Yeshua came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, first, Yeshua the Messiah might show all patience, as an example to those who were to believe in him for everlasting life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise Elohim, be honor and glory forever. Amen. This command I commit to you, my son Timothy, according to the prophecies that were previously given to you, that by them you might fight a good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. Among these are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.